Dermot and Dave.
Conversation, crack,
and the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Brought to you by Sky. Watch Wolf, a new razor-sharp forensic crime drama on Sky.
Oh, you couldn't watch that, Dave. Because you can't say the word wolf.
No, nobody else can say the word wolf. I can say it properly.
Wolf.
God, he is all over you today, Dave.
I know, he's nonstop. He's just niggling at me all morning long. Wolf. It's perfectly fine. You know, I recently got
Stop breathing.
I recently got a wolf light feature in her kitchen. It's a massive wolf's head. And he's got a light bulb hanging out of his mouth. He's wolf class.
Is there any word that rhymes with wolf?
Gulf.
Say the Gulf of Mexico.
Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, but that's okay because it's a U. I think the problem is with the O-L-F.
Wolf.
Wolf. What's wrong with wolf?
Well, just put it with all the other weird words you say.
Like Galway.
I don't say Galway. I say Galway. Gal. Not gal. Gal. You say gal.
Yeah, it's Galway.
It's Galway.
It's not Galway.
It is.
How do you say it, Dave?
Galway.
It's like G-A-W-L. That's the way you pronounce it.
No, G-O-L. Galway.
Galway.
Yeah. Oh,
Galway. I don't even know which one I sound like, you or you. Galway.
You or
when
you.
Say Galway.
You sound like me.
This is the worst conversation that's ever been had.
And
it's
about
eating
Kelly.
Into Maria's
Let's run a poll.
Time.
Another terrible poll.
Nobody reacted to the last poll.
Is it G-O-L or G-A-W-L, the way you pronounce Galway?
Galway.
Galway.
Maria.
Hey, where are you? You sound like an American tourist. Hey, where's Galway?
The house of the wolf.
That's the morning show is back.
Yay.
I've been waiting for this for so long. So it's back on Apple TV today.
Remind people what it was.
Okay, well, hold on. Can I just say one thing?
Okay.
Apple TV is a weird one for people. A lot of people don't have Apple TV, or they might be getting Apple TV, or they might have heard
like
of
me,
it, or whatever.
I had Apple TV for a year and didn't know.
Right. Oh, there you go.
If you buy an Apple device, you get it free for a year. So I registered the day I got the device and then forgot.
What I would say is, this is one of the shows that you need to be careful on spoilers, because a lot of people just won't have seen it, even though it's been out for ages. It's not like, you know, something that's been on the telly or whatever. So
it's about a news team, a scandal in a news team on American breakfast television.
But it stars like megastars.
It's one of those Good Morning America TV shows. Mm, yeah. All newsy, newsy.
All based
anchors.
On a true story.
Yeah, I think based loosely around a true story, yeah.
So who are the actors in it again? Because I know they're
Jennifer
massive.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Steve Carell. Reese Witherspoon.
Ludicrous.
Yeah, like a massive
lineup.
No, he's
not in it.
And it's that's Fast and Furious. Yeah. So it's such a good series.
Yeah, it's
so if you haven't watched it, watch it.
Have you seen it, Dave?
There.
No, I haven't. This is my point. Then I'm one of those people who I'd be kind of going, oh, I might watch that, but it's weird because I've got to Chromecast it from my MacBook to the telly.
No, you need to watch it. It's all about a scandal that comes out involving one of the presenters.
Okay.
And then the fallout that happens after that.
So what's season two then?
Season two. So, spoiler.
No, you can't say what it is.
One of them goes away.
Right.
And comes back for season two. Is that okay?
That's not a spoiler.
That's okay. That's not a spoiler. It's in the trailer. Do you know what? I'm going to play a bit of the trailer. So you'll hear Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon within this trailer.
Okay.
The game is changing. My job is to ensure the stability of UBA. Alex, I need you to come back. You are the only thing that can save us.
I don't think I've ever said that before.
I'm not going to get edged out.
Alex, leave me.
I feel like I'm bringing in my big sister to clean up my mess.
Man, you couldn't have planned this any better. Stepping away when you did.
I was broken, Doug.
Yeah.
Wow. So, sounds dramatic.
It's so good. That music actually sounds like Succession, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very good.
On the way as well.
You know the way when you're like, you have an amazing series and you love it and then it's over and then you're looking for the next one? If you haven't seen Morning Show, then go and
make
see
that
it.
Be your
a
next
lot of
series.
People just get Apple TV like for the free 30 days, watch it and then jump out again.
Well, do you know what? You have The Morning Show and Ted Lasso.
Yes.
So now's the time if you want to get Apple TV for the free trial period, you've loads on there to watch now.
Fair.
If you were going to say the word like lasso, would you like? Do you say like that lasso or lasso?
Lasso.
What lasso is someone's surname? It's not the same word.
Is it the same word?
No. Lasso.
Aren't they spelled the same
lasso
way?
Lasso a hog.
But I think they're spelled the same way. I think we.
God,
you need to calm down. Yeah, yeah.
Drink your tea there. Let Maria keep talking.
So, also this weekend, Strictly Come Dancing starts.
Yes, Maria.
Saturday, BBC One at 7:45.
Who's in it?
So, we've the Great British Bake Off, the former winner, right? He's in it. I'm not going to go through everybody, by the way.
Please don't. Only the big ones.
Your man from Peep Show, Robert Webb.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Fletcher from McFly.
Class.
And his missus won I'm a Celebrity last year. Giovanna Fletcher.
Something or other. Yeah. Fletcher, yeah.
There's a couple of CBeebies presenters.
Okay.
One of them actually is, and I didn't know she was even on CBeebies, is Gordon Ramsay's daughter. She's a CBBC presenter.
She's effing and blinding at the children.
I've seen her a lot on his Instagram. Is she called Tilly?
Matilda.
Is Mr. Tumble in there?
No. Why does he not do anything?
I don't know.
He's he actually does everything.
He owns CBeebies. He's in every show under different pseudonyms.
There's Katie McGlynn, who played Sinead in Coronation Street. So anybody that knows their soaps will know her. Nina Wadia, who played Zainab in EastEnders. And
Rhea, you said you're going to do the big names.
Sorry, like, these,
so far there's got
these,
two.
These for the people that watch Strictly. Okay, they also
fair.
Possibly watch the soap, yep. So they'll know these people. And then there's Rose Ailing Ellis, who plays Frankie at the minute in EastEnders.
There's soap Olympian. Stars galore.
Yeah, it is, but it always is.
When and what channel and what time and all that.
So that's on Saturday, 7:45 on BBC One.
Sorry. What are they doing again? What are all these people doing?
Strictly.
Okay, cool. I got lost in the list.
No, you were still thinking about lasso.
Lasso.
Yeah.
Lasso. Oh, God.
I had a coffee this morning, okay?
Brezzy has a new TV show starting on Saturday,
that's
10
right.
to 10 on RT1. It's called Soundtrack to My Life. So he basically sits down with Irish artists and talks to them about their life and their music and all that kind of stuff. So,
excellent.
Episode one is Johnny Logan.
We love Johnny.
Who is an absolute Irish legend.
We love Johnny, we love Brezzy. The two of them together is going to be great.
Straight after that, Tommy Tiernan has a new TV show. So this is at 10 to 11 on Saturday on RTE1. It's called Vision at Vicar Street. So he's going to go to Vicar Street and talk to all the people who work there, everyone who makes the shows happen, and then some of the artists who perform on stage.
Why is it on at 10 to 11?
Don't know.
Yeah,
but Tommy Tiernan's box office these days on our Irish TV.
Well, he is, but so is Brezzy. So
I know, but
it's Brezzy and they're straight after each other.
What's on before Brezzy and Tommy Tiernan as well? I want to know. I don't mean look it up now, Maria. I just mean I'm asking rhetorically.
10 to 10. Well, there's 9 o'clock news.
No, 10 past 10 you said for Brezzy, didn't
no,
you?
No, 10 to 10.
Oh, 10
so
to
there's
10,
some okay. something for 20 minutes.
What?
Reading in the ears or something. And then something I've had on my list for a week. This has been on my list for a week and I haven't gotten to talk about it. Do you remember Why Women Kill?
Because their husbands don't think of the bins.
Season one was so good.
You
it
loved
basically
season
it was
one.
About a house and the three different generations of people, of families that lived in the house.
Yeah.
So it kind of zoned in on the wife. So one of them was in like the 60s, another one was in the 80s, and another one was in current day.
Yeah.
It was so good. And it was one of these that could be really complicated because you're dipping in and out the different storylines, but it wasn't. It worked
really well.
It's from the creators of Desperate Housewives, and you can tell from the writing, from the shooting, everything. It looks all the same. So season two started on TG Cahir last week. So there's two episodes up on TG Cahir's Player.
Great.
If you didn't see season one, for the people that saw season one and want to watch season two, there you go.
Right.
And it's on Tuesdays. Every new episode will be on a Tuesday on TG Cahir.
I love TG Cahir. TG Cahir is great.
They knock it out of the park
with
the movies and everything.
Yeah.
But for anyone who hasn't seen it, we're waiting on Paramount Plus, which will be like a new streaming service that's coming in 2022, and it'll have both seasons on it when we get it.
So we've got to sign up to a new one.
Lads, I'm going to have to like remortgage the house or something at this point. I pay for them all of them. So yeah, Paramount Plus, next year if you haven't seen it. But if you've seen season one, season two is on TG Cahir at the minute.
Excellent. Maria Devereaux, thank you very much. It's Today FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.